insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing these verses of Chapter Shu'ara. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 214th, 215th, 16th, and 217th verses of the chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين
And warn, O Muhammad, your closest kindred.
واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين
And lower your wing to those who follow you of the believers.
فإن عصوك فقل إني بريء مما تعملون
And if they disobey you, then say, Indeed, I am dissociated from what you are doing.
وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم
And rely upon the exalted in might, the merciful.
After discussing the verses in which the Almighty Allah ordered the Holy Prophet to start his manifest invitation, to start his invitation with the close relatives, the Holy Quran ordered him to accompany his warning with affection, with kindliness. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ So, the Holy Prophet wanted to fulfill his duty. He invite other people, his close relatives, to his house. But the first time he started his invitation, this session was disturbed by Abu Lahab. So the Prophet invited them again for food on the next day. After having the food, Prophet ﷺ said, Oh, the children of Abdul Muttalib, I do not know any young man among Arabs who has brought for his tribe something better than what I have brought for you. He continued saying, I have brought the goodness of this world and hereafter for you, and Allah has ordered me to invite you to this religion. Which one of you will assist me in this affair so that he can be my brother, so that he can be my successor? The crowd totally rejected, save Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, who was the youngest among them. He stood up and said, O the Messenger of Allah, I will be your assistant in this way. The Holy Prophet sallallahu touched Ali's neck and said, Verily this is my brother, an heir, and my caliph. Hear him and obey him. It was at this point that the crowd stood up while they had a smile of mockery on their lips, and they told Abu Talib that he ordered him to obey the command of his son. This tradition has also been narrated by many of the scholars, and The others have also mentioned this meaning in their books. This tradition shows how alone the Prophet ﷺ had been on that day. And on that day, after he invited his close relatives, they had no other answer to his call save mockery and ridicule. And now that Ali is beside the Prophet as his assistant and his defender from the first days of the call of the Prophet, they still do not know what to do. In another holy tradition, we read that the Prophet ﷺ called every one of the members of Quraysh one by one and warned them of the fire.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So the Holy Prophet ﷺ started the invitation from his close relatives. Sometimes he used to tell the members of Quraysh, O the children of Ka'b, deliver yourselves from the fire. Sometimes he even said this to the others who were ordered to rescue themselves from the fire because he was not able to defend them in the case of being blasphemous. Then in the next verse, the Holy Quran goes to a vaster scope and it recommends the Prophet to have love and humility for the believers who follow them. So, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Lower your wing, be humble to the believers who follow you. And this beautiful divine meaning metaphorically indicates having humiliation accompanied with love, affection, and mercy. We will discuss more about these verses, God willing, in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.